back to case number 13184. We have tabled it. It has been closed. No further.
That's right. The record's closed. It's just time for discussion, deliberation by the board.
And I will say this out loud, if we need more time to decide on this, table this until the next meeting as well. That's on the table.
It's my concern is that I agree with Mr. Sharp that, you know, it was explicitly called out when the building permit was granted. There was no additional setback allowed.
Other thoughts?
What would the other option be, moving it? That's the problem. Where else? I think he's exhausted all of, like, his options of where to build.
And I think the variance on that, the side with the more of a protrusion was about 2 feet. Is that what? Based on that, on the two feet, and only it's not an extension of the dwelling that's going to be along. Have like a sunroom or something that's sort of going to be encroaching along the entire length of it. It's just for the size of. It's a relatively small thing that's protruding. A couple, I don't think it would adversely affect the characteristics of the community.
I'm familiar with that area. It is a growing community, but it is kind of like in flux. Do you have the smaller, like the more modular homes, like the mobile homes, and then you have these structures. So it isn't like a transition, I guess.
Yeah, which raises the question of what is the character of the community? Is it the
it's changing. That's the characteristics.
I think we have to rely on what's on the record, and you know, we did have testimony and pictures as to some of the neighboring properties. And we had testimony from the applicant about some of the older manufactured homes being removed and replaced with newer homes.
But this will set a precedent. Yep. Moving forward, community's changing with older homes going out, new homes coming in.
Absolutely, because like with any agreed upon, not voting on anything but this tonight, but like, this will be a case that will be put in the file to be put for somebody who wants something similar. I've seen it too many times here.
Yeah, we had, as I mentioned previously, and I know Mr. McClure's just joined us and some of the other members as well, when I started on this board in 2012, we would receive, and I am not kidding you, probably one from either Swan Keys or Cape Windsor at every meeting, if not more. And a lot of it had to deal with folks who were removing a home and replacing it, or were and needed to do a modification or had bought something and discovered that there was an error. There were several changes in the code around 2018 or 2019, which eliminated the need for a lot of these types of variances. One was the administrative corrective variance process, which thinned our docket significantly, but the other was the small lot ordinance, which effectively, if the minimum lot size is 10,000 square feet, and what had happened was there were lots, and Swan Keys is a good example of one, that were generally 4,000 to 5,000 square feet, some smaller, some larger, but generally in that area. But they are being held to the setback requirements of the side rear that a 10,000 square foot lot was held to. So there was a lot of decisions that said, yeah, you really are a small, narrow lot. But when we did the small lot ordinance approval, that effectively said, you're already a small lot. We are giving you a reduced setback area in recognition of the fact that you're a smaller lot. But because of that, when you ask for something, it's going to be looked at. You've got to have something unique, and we're not going to allow for the other projections that you would see. On a normal, and some of you already know this, some of you may not, some of it's just a rehash, but on a 10,000 square foot lot, the code does allow for an HVAC to project into the side yard. But when we did the small lot ordinance, there was a recognition that you're reducing it significantly from 10 feet to 5 feet. The projections were not as allowed to go as far. We didn't want those projecting outward because you could have things right on top of each other at that point, potentially. So there was a recognition, I think, by council when they approved that ordinance that, you know, this is kind of your building envelope. This is what you get. Now, the applicant has presented his argument as to the conditions and what have you, and certainly you can weigh that. I can tell you that we have had cases that have come in prior to the small lot ordinance in Cape Windsor and Swan Keys. And I point those out because they're very similar, where applicants would pick, well, the board approved something similar for this house here or across the street or what have you. I'm not aware of many that have come in the interim since that time. I think if they have, it's been very limited in the 6 or 7 years since we've had that. I bet we've probably had as many for Swan Keys in that whole period of time as we would probably have within a 1 year period prior to that. And that was the code really benefiting, kind of correcting and giving a benefit to homeowners that had a smaller lot. So I give you that as some background for you as you consider that, because I know the history of this one, this community in particular, is different than some other ones. I don't know if that helps your decision maker or muddies it further, but.
With the case being closed, are we allowed to table this and give them the option to research more for maybe a smaller unit through a different vendor and then bring it back up with if they are able to find, trying to make some concessions to the variant size, if they could limit it by a foot?
You could do a motion to reopen the hearing, schedule it for a hearing at a later date. I know next week is too short because we've already advertised for next week's meeting. The earliest would be the 18th of May. For the applicant to discuss or bring its contractor that does the HVAC or, you know, see what other options there are if that was something the board wanted. I know the applicant mentioned that there's a concern about airflow, and also the fact that the HVAC has to be elevated because of the floodplain. I believe we heard that. And also that there's a second floor deck on that one side of the house. They couldn't really move it over further. So we have heard that already in the record.
I believe he also testified that he did look at other options as well.
Now, I will say this, whatever the board were to vote on, you know, in the past we have done, and I don't think we've done it since you've been on the board, Mr. McClure, we have done letters to contractors to advise them of some of these issues. So that may be worth doing in any event, whatever was voted upon, so that the contractor is aware of this issue. You're certainly welcome to stew on it further. I know, you know, you have a right to table it. If we were to table it, it would not be back on until the 18th.
That's at the board. We can table it. We can reopen it and give search any option. Can vote on it. Prepared.
I mean, my hang-up is I feel like they have researched their options. There's really no other option.
I also believe that there, in the back, it was mentioned of like flooding issues. That's why they have to have the AC unit up towards the back. You know, the sliding glass door was referenced. They can't cut the deck out. They're kind of pigeonholing what they can do. Practically.
We'd have to move to reopen the record to do that.
Testimony about how
I don't believe we had that, Mr. Kinger. We should have in the record the Eagle Watch, which would show the homes from above. Sometimes that.
Because I was just thinking of the hypothetical we talked about, which was if another home was built. A new home was built next door, and then you're sort of jammed up right against each other. But if there was already a newer home on the other, on that side, that would be less likely to happen.
I believe the neighbor had supported the application.
All right.
Larger homes right across the street. This one. That's there.
to an agreement here sometime soon. I think we should table it till the next meeting. Ready to make a motion that I'd accept that as well. Case, any option here at this point?
I don't think that's it.
No.
On the other side. It doesn't have a current photo.
This is the original.
Right.
That they got rid of.
Right. Eagle View and Google Earth, neither one have anything that current.
Yeah, the Eagle View, I think, is about 2 years old.
March 2025.
25. A little over a year.
Can't get in there.
Live view.
Careful what you wish for, doctors.
I know.
True.
Yeah, that's a little.
That we table case number 13184 for Mr. and Mrs. Douglas until May 18th with the option to open or to open a recall.
If you were to do that,
we'd have to have a specific reason.
You could do a table, and if at that meeting you decide you wanted to reopen it, I think we would probably best to have it scheduled at another date. I don't know that we would want to do it the same night. Trying to think that out. But if you wanted to make that a motion, you could table it until the 18th.
I'd like to make a motion that we table until the 18th.
Motion.
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
I'm going to say nay.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye.
And I'll say nay as well, but with a vote of 3-2, case number 13184 is tabled until May 18th, where it will be discussed again. You can be here, or you can also, we have this streamed. You can also watch it that way as well. If you have any questions, you can call the office in the morning. On where you can move, how you can process forward. Is there any additional business?
We will be back here next Monday night. Mm-hmm. So it's a little odd because we're back-to-back weeks. So I believe the agenda and packet has already been posted.
It has. Motion to adjourn.
Move that we adjourn.
Okay.